You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
All right, back here at the UC Health Training Center and the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse for the last Mailbag of 2017. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on the field to wrap up the season, turn the page on 2017, look ahead to 2018. I think the Broncos are anxious to move on to 2018. But first, one more game and one start for Paxton Lynch, assuming his ankle holds up through the rest of the week. And that's where the first question of the mailbag lies. From Tony Chambers, what can Paxton Lynch get out of one game against a Chiefs team that has already clinched its seat? Well, first of all, start with a simple thing. Reps. He needs reps. He needs work. Whether you're talking about preseason, training camp, game, whatever, he needs reps. And yes, this will not be the Chiefs team that you would have seen a couple of months ago, but it's still an NFL defense, and they're still going to do NFL fit things schematically. It's going to be different than the preseason. Preseason, if Paxton Lynch is out there, he's seeing more vanilla-type coverages. A lot of guys who wouldn't be on NFL roster. Obviously, everyone who's on the Chiefs on Sunday is on NFL roster. So it's going to be a higher level of coverages that he's going to see from Kansas City. It's going to be a chance for him also to kind of find a rhythm. And I think that's going to be key to the game plan for the Broncos. You know, keep things simple for him. Allow him to get into a groove. I think a good opportunity for that would be getting the ball to Demaryius Thomas. And it could be as simple as some quick slants. Go back to the preseason opener in Chicago. And one thing the Broncos did to get Paxton Lynch comfortable was a lot of simple stuff. You know, a couple of steps back. Throw 6 yards, 7 yards, 8 yards, crosses and slants. Allow Paxton Lynch to get comfortable. Maybe you lean on that kind of thing, except with Demaryius Thomas, because you're going to have the first teamers out there. So that's the kind of thing that could help him. Get Paxton Lynch comfortable at this level, in the regular season. We have not seen Paxton Lynch really look settled for a full game in the regular season. If you can get that out of him in this game, that would be a step forward from him. Certainly it's a chance for Paxton Lynch to at least stake a claim to having some role in the quarterback position going forward. If he can have a good game, if he can get settled, he can get comfortable, if he can get into a groove, he'll have a chance to stake a claim to some role in the quarterback derby going into 2018. Next question from Jonathan Erickson. How many of our players will be free agents at the end of the season? Well, you'll talk about free agency in March. It's when the new league year begins. And the way it's looking right now, obviously the Broncos could sign guys to contracts before the new league year. But the key thing you're looking at is unrestricted and restricted free agency. Broncos right now look like they'll have 10 players who could be unrestricted free agents and 3 more who are restricted free agents. The key players who are going to be unrestricted free agents, you'd start with some starters like Virgil Green, backup linebacker Corey Nelson, who's on IR right now. Todd Davis, a starter and inside linebacker, who's had a pretty good season. Remember Billy Winn, he was going to factor in on the defensive line before his torn ACL. He's an unrestricted free agent. Brock Osweiler, another unrestricted free agent. And Cody Latimer, a guy who really emerged in the second half of the season when he moved up to the number 3 receiver, and of course had a big role on special teams all along this year. He's unrestricted. So those are some names to watch going into the offseason. But the restricted market is going to be just as fascinating. 3 names jump out. Benny Fowler, who's has been the number 3 receiver, number 4 receiver in the second half of the season, but also a key player on special teams. But 2 restricted free agents, starters, Shaquille Barrett, Matt Paradis. Matt Paradis, of course, the Iron Man on the offensive line. Every snap going back to the start of the 2015 regular season, he's played. That's huge. It's been a huge part of the Broncos' offensive line, the most reliable component of that offensive line with a lot of changes up front. He has been the rallying point, the steadying force. So the Broncos certainly are going to want to get something done with him. Shaquille Barrett will be fascinating to see what happens with him. He's a restricted free agent, good pass rusher, very good run defender. And, you know, you got Shane Ray coming back from the torn wrist ligaments. He's under contract for another year in the Broncos. Then we'll have to, think about a potential 5th-year option for Shane Ray going into the 2019 season. Yeah, time time is flying. Shane Ray is going to go into the final year of his rookie contract in 2018. But Shaq Barrett's a restricted free agent. So when you're talking about Barrett, Paradis, Fowler, it'll be fascinating to see what kind of RFA tenders the Broncos choose to exercise on those three players, because that will determine what, if any, interest they get on the market. So a lot is in play going in the next few months. So we'll have plenty of conversation on that as January and February and March progress. A lot on the Broncos' plate as the offseason begins, as they try to pick up the pieces and move on and make sure that another season like 2017 isn't in the cards for 2018. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week for the first offseason mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's mailbag. Find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace or listen to me every weekday, except for New Year's Day. We're not going to be on air that day, but every other weekday next week on Orange and Blue 760 from 10 to noon. I'm on with Ring of Famer Steve Atwater and Ryan Edwards on 1st and 10 at 10. Join us then. Until next week, take care. Thanks for watching and Happy New Year.